Now, you see, if I put those notes, the harmonic series, with the notes that make the different pitches, changing the slide, I can get many different combinations, like this. You know, that's where the trombone gets its name. It's really called a slide trombone, and that sound in music is called a slide or glissando. Now, that style was very popular many years ago in the circuses, the riverboats, and the Dixieland band. And this is a little tune that was heard. But the trombone also can play serious music, and many beautiful melodies have been written for it, such as this one. That was the Pilgrim's Chorus from Tannhauser. Now I'd like to join the two trumpets and make a trio to show you how the three instruments play together. And we will play you a little piece by Giovanni Spezzaferri.
French horn used to be a hunting horn before it was brought into the orchestra. It used to sound like this. But if the player put his hand in the bell, he found he could make a soft and mellow tone which was more suited to the orchestra. Tchaikovsky loved this mellow sound and wrote a beautiful melody for it in his Fifth Symphony, the Andante Cantabile. Mr. Schmidt will play it for you.
French horn can play other music, too. Richard Strauss wrote a piece called Till Eulenspiegel, a very merry piece for the French horn. And in this piece, there was a fellow who plays tricks on people. He pulls pigtails, and he climbs a church steeple. In this theme, you can hear him running down from the church steeple to the cellar. Did you see him in the basement? Now we'll combine the four instruments to make a quartet and play two chorales by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you. Now, what instrument haven't we heard yet?
Tuba.
Yes?
Tuba.
That's right. It's the tuba. And it's perhaps the most neglected and also the least familiar of the brass family. So let's have Herbert Wexelblatt tell us and show us what a really fine instrument the tuba is.
The reason this instrument has been neglected is a very unfortunate reason. It's because for hundreds of years, all the tuba had to do in a military band is play pa, pa. You just keep the beat. Left, right, left, right, and the tuba part always sounded like this. And this went on all through the parade. What the composers did not know is that the tuba could do exactly as the trumpet could. We could play scales. And we could play some pretty low notes. They did know that, but they didn't know that eventually they would make an instrument with four vowels. And this instrument goes down to a note that is 32 feet long. What I mean is that if I were to stretch this instrument out, it would be 32 feet long. And this is what a 32-foot note sounds like. You see, but we can also play some high notes by tightening our lips. Even though the tuba is the largest instrument in the brass family, it still is possible to play a pretty melody. And here's an example of one. You see, we can play solos. It may not be as pretty as the trumpet or the trombone or as beautiful as the French horn, but still, it's our instrument, and it's the bottom of the brass family and helps out. It has its own place. Now I'd like to join the other members of the brass ensemble to form a quintet. That means five instruments. And the music we're going to play is called Canzona per Sonare by Giovanni Gabrielli.
I think you'll agree with me that quite a lot happens between the time that a player blows into one end of his brass instrument and the music comes out the other. You've heard so many different kinds of music that brass instruments can play, and how nice it all can be.